Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now from Bellevue, Washington, I do believe, I don't know where he's at actually, is from the Second Amendment Foundation, one young Alan Gottlieb. Good afternoon, sir.
Great to be with you, Bill, and yes, I am in Bellevue today.
Very good, very good. I just want to talk to you about a few things that you guys have been mentioning, although one thing that you haven't mentioned, and I want your opinion on this. When they jump to the conclusions they had like they did in Sacramento, where it's, okay, another excuse for gun control, and it turns out to be that 82% of all, you know, gun homicide thing where it's, you know, gangs, that kind of thing. When they do that, and then when that narrative gets crushed, should we as advocates pile on them then, simply to point out how specious their argument is to begin with?
Well, yeah. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
What really has disturbed me is they all piled on, right? And then the facts came out. And they were, you know, the facts didn't support their narrative. We didn't get one retraction or one apology, did we?
Nope, not one. And still six people are dead. I mean, it's still reprehensible that six people died. We should be against that. I'm against violence of all kinds against innocent people. But, I mean, every time they do this, shouldn't we be pointing out not only that, but also pointing out, obviously, this has nothing to do with public safety. You guys are not interested in public safety. Which, what are you interested in if you're not interested in public safety? What is it you're looking for?
Taking our guns away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it bothers me, too, that, you know, it's always gun violence. Like a gun has a brain to hate with and fingers
sure.
to pull its own trigger. And this is totally preventable if the government would have acted right and responsibly to begin with and kept these people locked behind bars. The fact that they're out on the street knowing that they were dangerous and the prosecutor didn't want them released early from prison, and they've been involved with gun crimes before, it is even their first so-called gun crime. I mean, the bottom line is that this whole thing is so ridiculous. And I really think the majority of American people see through it. And are going to really rebel against all this coming in the midterm elections coming November, where crime is, you know, it's looking at number one in the polls, so to speak, that people are concerned about. And the Democrats' response to crime is take away law-abiding people's guns so they don't have means to defend themselves is not going to fly anymore.
The other thing is, now you guys do this all the time. You guys bring a lot of legal cases. I wish. Like, I look at this the same way I looked at this whole RAND study thing they just did, where they found out most of these, quote, studies were based upon very flimsy stuff. And Dean Weingarten was here before you, and I was just asking him if we should go after them if they were to actually enact a policy, which most of them have been done. I mean, you look at any of these blue states, most of it is all based upon nonsense. Should we be able to, should you, which this seems to be sort of your speciality. Can you? Is there just no legal recourse when they get out there and they take a junk study and pass a policy based on the kind of narrative that they tried to propagate out coming out of Sacramento?
Legally, there's not much you can do. You know, we have First Amendment protections and rights. People can say and do all kinds of things. And our First Amendment right is to be able to come back and expose that these studies are flimsy and don't make a lot of sense. What does bother me is I've been in this business defending gun rights a long time. This isn't the first rodeo where the RAND Foundation, the RAND Institute, has gone out and published some kind of flimsy study showing that we need more control on people's ability to own and use firearms for self-protection. They do this like every 2-3 years, and it's sort of like it's pre-funded, and I really think that it's grant-driven type propaganda to suit their narrative and purposes of trying to, you know, enact more anti-gun rights legislation. But so we always try and point that out. This isn't really an independent study. These aren't independent studies. These are far from it. They're driven by an agenda. Unfortunately, we get a lot of that, and we get a lot of it in the news media as well, where the agenda drives the whole narrative of what they're trying to do, and you only get one side of the equation. They don't give you the whole picture, the whole story, so you can make an intelligent, informed decision or come up with good public policy.
Yeah. Now, one thing I did see was that in the Sacramento Bee, they pointed out that all of the gun control in the Californian world didn't stop these guys. Couldn't stop these guys. And should we be using, take a page out of their book and be using this as an illustratively as the failure of gun control? Gun control, all kinds of gun control in place, all this other stuff. The borders thing doesn't work. The lax laws thing doesn't work because neither one of these cats that they caught should have had a gun.
Yeah, and it wasn't the first time they caught them when they should have had a gun either. Yeah, I totally concur, but you know what our problem is? We do that, but it almost falls on deaf ears because, you know, outside of places like Lock and Load Radio, where we can, you know, talk about this intelligently and honestly, put the facts out, you know, most of the legacy liberal leftist media, again, they want to support their narrative so our voice doesn't get heard. As a result, we don't get to reach as many people as we should so that people can make intelligent voting decisions or form decisions on public policy. And so, you know, again, it comes out that the bad guys, our opponents, freedom, own significant, you know, media properties that actually reach the masses of the people a lot more than outlets that, you know, support our position do. And as a result, it's very difficult to get true information out to the people. And if you can control the media flow, it's not so much what they actually say, it's the stories they spike, the things that don't get said.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of those things that I've had a couple of people asking me about the gun rights policy conference. Where's that going to be?
I'm glad you raised that one. We're going to be live this time in person, and we're going to be in Dallas, Texas, at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, at a hotel right on the airport grounds, right next to the grounds. I'm not sure if it's on the grounds or not. And it's going to be in September, in late September. The information's on the Second Amendment Foundation's website at saf.org. And it's going to be a barn burner this year. We've got a lot of things crammed into it. In addition to the Gun Rights Policy Conference itself, there's going to be a Legal Scholars Conference going on simultaneously with it at the hotel. And what's known as AMCON, which is basically a new media conference for people in the gun media or bloggers, anybody doing anything with spreading information on gun rights. So we're going to have like three things going on at one time at the same hotel.
Cool. All right. Well, if I were speaking at that conference, my topic would be media, our media attacking their media and all their points and constantly going after them. Much more vociferously than they come after us because they don't really understand the nature of violence or aggressiveness anyway. Because they're punks. Anyway, you hang on for me if you will.
I will.
Alan is he is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation and the most effective gun rights proponent that I know of currently in the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Alan Gottlieb. He's the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. And one of the things they do, and they have a very good program of doing this, they do these press releases. You should sign up for their press releases. Because they bring things to the forefront that, you know, you might not notice. Like what happened with NBC News and the Pennsylvania Attorney General. That's how I read it anyway. Somebody decided to go out there and, I guess, complain about gun laws and promote a gun control agenda, which I'm going to do this if I ever get caught doing something like that. I'm just going to say, I'm out there, I'm complaining about gun laws, and I'm trying to promote an anti-gun agenda. Probably get right off on that. You know, they'll just let me go, right? What do you expect to see come out of this? Is there actually going to be anything that comes out of this?
Well, let me, for your listeners, get into what we're really talking
yes,
about.
Yes, please, please.
NBC News decided to do a story on so-called ghost guns. And they went to a gun show, and they purchased an 80% receiver. And they wanted to show how easy it was to, quote-unquote, make an illegal gun that nobody could so supposedly trace. And they tried to do it, and they weren't able to make it work. So they took it into the Attorney General's office in the state of Pennsylvania and had the Attorney General's staff work with them to be able to make a firearm that would actually shoot. And then they filmed it all and put it on television, talking about how easy it is to go get around all the gun control laws, and buy an 80% receiver, and make it into a gun. And, of course, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office was complicit in this whole thing. They didn't put them on camera, so you didn't know that that's who actually did it.
Right.
But it got exposed, and, you know, obviously the Attorney General goes and prosecutes people for making illegal guns in Pennsylvania, and they actually broke some extra laws by doing it, because under Pennsylvania law, you can't transfer a firearm to somebody, which the AG's office made and gave back to NBC News at television. And, you know, you can't do that without going through a licensed dealer, so hence the gun is, quote-unquote, you know, traceable. As a result, they broke that law. Not only that, the NBC journalist was from New York and they were Pennsylvania, so they broke the law by transferring the gun to somebody across state lines in New York. You know, it's okay for them to do it, but it's not okay for anybody else to do it. And so we combined with a bunch of other groups, and we filed a complaint with the federal legislature to have the legislature hold hearings on the illegality of the actions of the Attorney General of the state of Pennsylvania. At this juncture, we know they've received the complaint, and they're taking it seriously. We don't know how far the investigation is going to go. We also called for the Justice Department to prosecute the Pennsylvania Attorney General's Office and NBC News for breaking federal laws, gun laws as well. But we don't have a whole lot of confidence that the Biden Justice Department will, quote-unquote, hold NBC to a legal standard that they should be held to.
Yeah, that's sort of an interesting... well, it's not interesting. It's downright upsetting to think about the lack of justice coming out of our current Justice Department.
Or you could say the significant amount of injustice coming out of the Justice Department.
Same.
I mean, you know, and the Justice Department being used for totally political purposes when it suits their, you know, political legislative agendas rather than the Constitution.
Now, I want to shift a little bit simply because I keep saying this all the time, and you sort of have said this in this this particular, well, that's the wrong one. Let's go to the right press release. Yes, there we go. Gun rights depend on you. I have often said that it is one thing to join and support a gun rights group. That's great, but there's nothing like activism. And I've never asked you this. Is that what you promote within the Second Amendment Foundation? It sort of seems like it is.
Well, we promote public education activism and a lot of training for gun rights activists, enthusiasts, to be able to help defend their rights, to be able to know how to do it. The Gun Rights Policy Conference that you mentioned earlier is one of the things that we do. We hold leadership training conferences in that area. Last night I spoke at a forum at a major sportsman's club with a couple hundred, you know, activists, it turned out, to learn how to better influence what goes on in our country to protect their rights. We do lots of TV and radio shows. We run lots of public, interest advertising, magazines, newspapers, on the internet, to try and reach gun owners with information and inform them. You know, in this case, facts become ammunition in the battle to protect your gun rights.
That's one thing I got to say. You're an old radio guy, so you know the effective use of media. And I mean, I think one of the best, Lee Williams, is a deeply analytical mind. He is a deeply analytical mind, and having him as one of your writers, and then the other people that you got involved in it. But the other thing I would say is that you have effectively. You manage the media presence without letting it get out of control, sort of, you know, like NRA did. Like NRA did, you know, that was part of their downfall, was NRA TV, that sort of like, what do you mean you spent that much money on that? You sort of maintain control of that and keep the message going out. You actually get, you have reach, which that was a problem with NRA TV. It did not have reach.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Lee Williams. Lee, of course, you know, at the Second Amendment Foundation is our chief editor of our investigative journalism project, which we launched to basically compete with some of the anti-gun media in the country that do all these investigative journalism, you know, reports about the gun rights movement, when in fact they ignore all the hidden dirty laundry of the, you know, anti-gun lobby in this country. And Lee helps expose a lot of that, and some of his stories have been really groundbreaking and just been tremendous.
Lee and I have a bunch of offline conversations. I have him come on the show from time to time, but we have a lot of offline conversations that sort of, I don't know if he needs, he thinks a lot like I do in some cases, and he may need to seek a psychiatrist, I'm not sure.
Don't say right. that, because you'll both be disqualified from owning guns. I mean, that's one of the you visit somebody for some help, and lo and behold, you lose your Second Amendment rights. So don't say that on the air.
Yeah, I'm so worried about what they're going to come and do to me. I'm so worried about that. I wish they would try. I really do. Can you hang on one more time?
Yes, sure can.
Okay. So we're talking to Alan Gottlieb. You should go check out the Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. Sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the news blasts. Sign up. Money well spent. Out there doing the spec ops work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Russian missile attack on a Ukrainian train station kills at least 50 people and injures dozens of others. Ukrainian officials now say 98 others, mostly women and children, have also been injured at the station in the eastern part of the country. Russia is denying that they carried out the strike, calling the accusations by Ukraine a provocation. An official saying around 40 people died on the scene at the train station. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury finding two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. The four men faced life in prison sentences if found guilty. Prosecutors allege they were angry over the governor's COVID-19 restrictions. This is USA Radio News. Will Smith has been banned from attending any Oscars ceremonies for the next 10 years after slapping Chris Rock in the face on stage at the Oscars. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences saying after their investigation on Friday. Fox's Peter Doocy asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at the press briefing on Friday why it was okay for Vice President Kamala Harris to hug Ketanji Brown Jackson without a mask, celebrating her confirmation to the Supreme Court after the VP was in close contact with her communications director, who tested positive for COVID.
She was outside.
Does the CDC say the people who are close contacts can give people hugs outside?
We know, Peter, that outside you can benefit significantly being outside. That's why we had the event outside today. I will tell you that the vice president has been wearing a mask inside. When there was a private greet, they were all wearing masks.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. We're talking a couple of things. And now, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, is that open to people?
Yes, it is, and registration is opened as well. Again, if your listeners want to go to saf.org, for Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org, they can register for it online. It's free. You have to pay your own way to get there in your own hotel room, but all the events and you know, food and stuff that we provide is all free. All the materials we provide to the attendees is free.
And you can find that out at saf.org?
Yes, you can. Thank you.
Very, very good. Well, I'm just, you know, just trying to point things out. I mean, people do need to participate in some of this stuff. And, I mean, it's not just about the gear sometimes. The gear is cool. The gear is cool. But the gear is only possible because of the trenches. People fighting in the trenches. And that's what that's all about. And, you know. Have you ever run into gun companies that get out there and say, you know, we don't like to go political?
Well, I have in the past, but not recently. I think, quite frankly, over the last few years in particular, the gun industry has really woken up a lot about the need for them to get engaged with the, you know, gun rights community, or they won't even be in business anymore. And as a result, they've become a lot more engaged over the last several years. Right. And a lot of them have become sponsors for the Second Amendment Foundation and support us financially so we can do some of the key work we do. Particularly some of the names, like Sig Sauer has become a double gold sponsor for us and made a multi-year commitment. The first gun company has made a multi-year commitment all at one time. And Daniel Defense supports us pretty heavily. There's a number of them out there. I shouldn't mention a few without mentioning them all.
But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, though. There's a lot of them that were out there not wanting to go political, and now I believe they're a little more savvy to the fact that they actually do have to get involved in certain things.
Yeah, there are still some that not so much they want to be political, but a lot of them are in fear that if they do get more involved, the federal government, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms regulates most of them, are going to pick on them, particularly when we go back after the ATF or certain regulations that ATF puts in place or some of our lawsuits against, the administration and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Justice Department. A lot of them are a little afraid to get too engaged because they're worried about retribution.
Unfortunately, there is no appeasement for these guys, is there, for the gun controllers? There's no way to appease them. And okay, well, we'll let you go. You guys are a good gun company. We'll let you go.
Well, they don't believe any gun company is a good gun company. They don't believe gun companies are good. They don't believe gun ownership is good. Guns aren't good. So I've always said if they like to ban anything over a foot long, call it an assault weapon, anything under a foot long is a Saturday Night Special, and they should ban those too. They like to ban everything. They just don't have the votes to do it. If they did have the votes, they'd ban them all tomorrow. Every now and then I'm honest to come out and say that. most of them want to pretend we're only for, common sense gun control.
Right.
Or we're for gun safety. Everyone uses the term gun control. We're for gun safety. And to them, gun safety, nobody gets to own one.
Well, I noticed that Cleveland is wanting to rescind. Already they want to repeal the Ohio permitless carry law they just passed. And part of their thing about this is that it's going to cause a proliferation of, quote, unregulated guns, and it's going to increase gun ownership. Is that them saying the quiet part out loud? Because they don't have regulated guns in Ohio, do they? They don't have a registry there.
Yeah, well, some of that, again, when they're talking about how there'll be more guns, that's because they don't want anybody to own a gun. They don't want guns out there at all, so they're sort of admitting. They're sort of admitting that they'd like to be ban all guns, but they're not saying ban all guns. They're just pretending like it'll encourage gun ownership. But that's a bad thing. If the good guys have guns, that's bad. And of course, they don't know anything about the bad guys with guns. They let them run out on the street with virtually no bail. This has gotten to the point of ridiculousness. And their double standards and their hypocrisy is so full blown that it's very hard for anybody in the country now not to see it unless you're part of the anti-gun establishment media, so to speak, or one of the anti-gun groups. It's gotten to the point now that the average American understands that. And that's why, quite honestly, polling data has picked up the support of the Second Amendment for a couple of reasons. One, because crime is soaring and people want to have a means to defend themselves. Especially in light of the fact that, police departments are under budget cuts and restraints like that. And then you've also got the fact that, the Democrats and Joe Biden is talking about, Joe Biden has come out and said he wants to ban 9mm handguns. That's scaring and spooking people to support gun ownership that much more because there's a threat to it. And then, of course, Russia hitting Ukraine the way they did. A lot of successful people in Ukraine with firearms being able to save their lives and their families' lives. And fight back. And so people are realizing that there's a real good need for gun ownership. What you need to do is control the criminals, not the guns.
Well, I guess my next question would be, we have an interesting set of events happening around us right now as Second Amendment advocates. And I don't know if I'll be able to cover all of this, but I would like your opinion on it. If you do have time to stay for one more segment, that would be cool.
I would love to.
Okay, so... Right now we have the example of the Ukraine, where everybody says you can't fight the American government. You need planes and nuclear bombs, and you got a bunch of people running around with rifles and javelins, doing that old guerrilla warfare thing, just causing them all kinds of problems. Then on the other hand, we have that out loud admission coming out of Cleveland. And at the same time in Sacramento, where they have all the gun control in the world. And it's been discovered that gun control doesn't stop criminals, because unfortunately criminal is like it's a derivative of the word crime. So that means they're just going to commit crimes anyway. Yeah. Are we reaching this point with the left? Because the left is pretty much unmasked. Are we reaching this point with the left, with everything they've allowed, to where very shortly we might see a complete and total sea change in the way people regard guns? I mean, obviously, do you think there's more gun owners that are adults than there are not that own guns?
More gun owners that are adults than not that own guns. I don't think we're the majority of people in the country that own guns. I think
that was a horrible way to put that sentence. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we're in the upper 30s, maybe really in the lower 40s, because a lot of people in surveys don't want to say they own a gun because they don't want to know they own one. But I don't think we're a majority of the households own a firearm in our country. And if they were a majority, obviously, you know, none of this gun control would fly at all.
No.
Because the elections would be a whole different story. But the interesting thing is, again, as you know, and probably your listeners have seen some people talk about
it. I tell you what, hang on to that thought, because you're coming up on the break. I want to hear that thought, the interesting thing, from Alan Gottlieb. Go to saf.org if you're interested in going to the Gun Rights Policy Conference. You can sign up there. If you want to sign up for the news, the newsletters, the press releases, whatever, sign up there, saf.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. And you were about to tell us something, and I wanted you to hold that up. So please, now, engage.
Right. I finished the thought pattern I was working on, though. I want to also thank Guns.com, which you're broadcasting from their studios. They're one of our corporate sponsors as well, one of our gold sponsors. They do an awful lot of work in helping the Second Amendment Foundation both get our funding plus get our word out as well. So thank you, and thank Guns.com for all their help.
Absolutely.
Time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great website. What I was talking about was the fact that we now know we've got a significant millions of brand new first-time gun owners over the last couple of years. And those millions of new first-time gun owners are helping to shift the percentage of households in the country that do own firearms. In addition, they're getting highly engaged in the political process to defend their gun rights, that they own one. They want to make sure they can keep it. And as a result, this is having some polling data that I've just gotten to go through. It's a significant impact on what I think we're going to see a wave election in the midterm elections coming up, making a very big difference. And in some polling data that I've just recently seen, a significant number in, it goes beyond, you know, the Senate and the House of Representatives, it's going to state houses across the country. I think we're going to see a significant shift in a lot of anti-gun elected politicians that aren't going to be there after November, particularly when it gets down more on the community level, where a lot of people are starting to get very engaged, worried about crime in their own little neighborhood, where they can do something about it by showing up at the ballot box and casting a vote. And so when you ask the question about what percentage of households, so to speak, own firearms, it is an increasing number right now for the first time in a number of years, not a decreasing percentage.
Do we know about the demographic? Is it getting younger?
The demographic is getting younger, not by a giant margin, but it is getting younger. The big thing is it's getting significantly more diverse. A lot more Asians, a lot more women, a lot more African Americans. It's getting significantly more diverse. And that's going to have an impact in a lot of blue-collar districts in this country where there's a significant more of a minority population than, you know, in, you know, gated communities, so to speak. And that's going to have a very heavy impact on the upcoming elections that I think people aren't factoring in. And it's going to, I'm really going to see it. I'm hoping that after November, or after the politicians get elected, you know, pro-gun rights get seated, so to speak,
right,
that a lot of the push for gun control is going to go bye-bye.
Is the new Supreme Court justice, that's really not a game changer as far as what we've got going on right now, is it?
No, because she's replacing an anti-gunner that's already there.
Yeah.
So it isn't going to. It's not going to have a giant difference. The problem is she's younger and she'll be around for decades to come, and that's a problem. She's also, maybe more of an activist. I'm a little worried about that. So we're going to have to wait and see. But there might be one area that she might be a little bit better. Being a former, public defender, so to speak, and taking a look at, you know, cases where people lose their rights, she might be more of an advocate for restoration of rights for some people for nonviolent crimes. But aside from that, she would definitely probably prefer the Second Amendment wasn't around.
Of course.
It bothered me when she answered a question that swung below the radar. She was asked a question about natural rights, you know, and the right to own a firearm for self-defense is a natural right. It predates our republic.
Sure.
She didn't seem to have much respect for natural rights.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, Supreme Court's become quite the politicized thing. On the other front, however, you commissioned a nice poll. And I'm going to presume that McLaughlin and Associates are they a pretty neutral pollster, or better yet, are they a left-leaning pollster that just got out there and told the truth?
Well, I guess I'll answer your question this way. They mainly work for Republican and conservative candidates.
Okay.
They do a lot of work for Fortune 500 companies, so they're not socialists, so to speak. But they pride themselves on accurate polling data because data is very, very important for their reputation. And yes, the Second Amendment Foundation commissioned a poll with them that showed two things. One showed significantly increased in support for the Second Amendment after the Ukraine invasion. And it also showed that more people oppose Biden's anti-gun agenda than support his agenda. Those were two good signs for us coming into the midterm elections.
Right. I want to ask you a question about this, though. And I don't know, I'm jumping around, but this is the last segment, and I want to ask you this because you are the most most prestigious person I've had the chance to ask this question to. So I look at the left with what they did with the attorneys general and the secretaries of state with the Sorosian support they got to steal an election and at the same time to dump criminals out of the prisons, make the revolving door. But, you know, they've got big gun control regimes in these areas where they have this bail reform. Very hard to get a gun. They're going after guns all the time. And at the same time, we've never been more wide open than now. Do you look at, and the thing is, I look at this as an attempt at sort of a civil rights Cloward and Piven that they were trying to push, where they, you know, I guess they thought everybody would run to them and go, oh, please, we'll give up all of our rights if you just protect us. And instead, you got nearly 15 million new gun owners in places like California and other places like that. Is that what that was, and did that backfire on them?
Well, there's no doubt that George Soros, the billionaire, put millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars into messing up Second Amendment rights as well as our whole American society and fabric of our country. As it backfired, I'm going to say it backfired to the extent that if you take a look at just this week,
right,
in Wisconsin, when they had their election, and you look at like Kenosha and other places that, you know, were riot torn, and prosecutors didn't want to prosecute the bad guys and prosecuted
right,
the good guys,
right,
went crazy. People there, it shows that the crime is important, the rising crime is important issue to those people, and they just thrown Democrats out from school boards to city county councils, to judges got thrown out. And in places where, so-called Republicans have never won before, And, you know, it was sort of shows that we are going to have a wave election if things stay the way they are between now and November. And so, yeah, maybe it has backfired a bit. Let's hope so. You know, what bothers me is, one, they've got, you know, the media and Silicon Valley and the tech industry all on their side, basically, which is a, you know, powerful juggernaut for us to overcome. But there's no doubt that we have more boots on the ground. We have more, you know, activists supporting gun rights than they have activists supporting, you know, gun prohibition. So, you know, we try to overcome it through, you know, our, you know, actions of our, you know, activists working for Second Amendment rights. But I'll tell you, I mean, it's a battle. Right now, I feel good about it. I feel like, you know, while we've all been attacked very heavily, I feel like we're more on offense than defense, which is unusual considering what's being thrown at us.
Right.
So maybe it has backfired, but I don't want to be overconfident about this, and our people need to stay engaged and angry and upset about what's been happening, you know, to the destruction of their Second Amendment rights, and show up at the polls in November and bring out their friends, their family members, every gun owner they know. You know, it's going to be very important to create this wave election. And, you know, while it looks like a wave election, we can make it a giant wave election and, tsunami. And if we do, it could protect our gun rights for decades to come.
Well, we're running out of time. I'm not overconfident, but I have the taste of their blood on my tongue, Alan. So, listen. Everybody, saf.org, go there, sign up for the GRPC, and then go sign up for the newsletter, sign up for everything. Join SAF today. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Bill, thank you for everything you do in getting the word out. It's really important.
Thank you, sir. We'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.